I still have another a couple weeks before I'm even freed up from my court duties to really start reviewing it. But my goal is to have everything reviewed and a public statement issued in the next 60 days. But the second aspect of this particular case is to provide the public with some of the facts and details as to maybe a timeline as to what happened that day and the recent events surrounding that, and help in the healing process so that we can move forward from this. The big rumor about officers being involved with this particular victim, the evidence that I've seen is it's totally unrelated. There's no truth linking or having a cause and effect from one to the other. You know, I'm certain that no matter what I say and no matter what the facts actually are, that some of those rumors will persist, unfortunately. When a police officer is out there putting their life on the line, it's a noble act. On the other side, you have James Cruxon, who was in the throes of some sort of episode committing criminal acts, so it doesn't carry with it the same nobility